Спасибо большое.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like to inform you that at the last meeting, we had an opportunity to speak in great detail. We had new representatives, and today I'd like to repeat the experience and tell you in detail about our new strategies and programs in our basin. I represent the Secretariat for the Kyrgyz section of the Commission, and that means that I can tell you about the main strategies and programs in our Republic. They cover a number of different programs, climate change adaptation, in different sectors. For example, emergency situations attached to the national MACOM, also water adaptation up to 2030, and then there are plans for adaptation of agriculture to climate change up to 2020, also food processing. That's a sector where we have a plan and governmental decrees have been approved. We also have a strategy for sustainable development in Kyrgyzstan. Now, all of these programs were taken into account when developing the strategic program of action under the Secretariat of the Chuantalas Commission. A working group was created for adaptation to climate change and long-term plans, which included the development of a plan of action for the Chuantalas Basin. And all of these different programs were integrated into this overarching single strategic plan, the SPD is what we called it. Now, during this work, we identified a number of different problems related to water resources, climate change adaptation, the impact of climate change on the economy, the people, and so forth. We integrated all of the results of this work into the strategic program of action, the SPD. It consists of six components or blocks. There's a climate change component, the quality and quantity of water, preserving ecosystems, cooperation on monitoring and so forth are other key components of the plan. Up until today, with assistance from the UNECE, we've been working to boost sustainability and resilience to climate change, specifically in the Chuantalas Basin, and this has included efforts in a number of areas, as I mentioned, developing the strategic document for adaptation in the basin, but also other efforts demonstrating the effectiveness of specific adaptation measures, awareness raising on the impacts and possible scenarios of development and adaptation. We conducted events to demonstrate plans to restore river sections where there's the densest population in the Chuantalas Basin. Now, according to the director of the State Agency for the Environment and Forestry under our government, that director stated that along the border with Kazakhstan in Chulsk district, a green belt will be formed. We need to decide what kind of trees will be planted. Of course, there's a lot of different issues that need to be resolved. We need to resolve the width of the belt. We need to design it. We've got funds already, including money from Germany. In the autumn, I think already in the coming year, we'll have 30 hectares sown with trees, and designs are being organized for water supply to support that forest, and so that's the report that I have.